Hello and welcome. My name is Christy, and I would like to welcome you all. I hope this week has been peaceful and pleasant for you all. Today, I would like to talk about when things are hard. This week has been particularly challenging and painful for me. To start, I lost two friends in a 48-hour time span. That's the hard part of living in what is traditionally called senior living. Most people are much older, and so people transitioning to the next phase is something that is common. I've been living in these types of communities since 2018, as well as all throughout the COVID crisis. So unfortunately, I have become used to death. However, it is still painful and nothing that you ever truly get used to, because you do build relationships, and I do indeed consider the two individuals that passed away my friends. Even though we were at vastly different stages of life, we still learned from each other, and I enjoyed every moment I got to spend with them, and will miss them terribly. The COVID crisis, however, changed things, and whatever your personal feelings about COVID, I know it is a politically charged subject. For those of us that lived in nursing homes or senior living facilities, we have a very different story and experience than all of you who were living out in the community. Yes, life changed for us all, but for those of us who were living in these communities, you were blessed if you survived COVID. But the psychological toll of so much death around you and so much isolation is a story that has yet to be properly told and processed and heard by the general public. It is my hope and prayer that with time, I will be able to share more about my experience during those initial 2 years, but now is not the time. I'm still doing my own personal healing on a very horrific and catastrophic life-changing time. But it is definitely something that needs to be discussed, not only from my perspective, but by the mental health community and society as a whole. This week has also been hard because I continue to have the challenges I have most days with navigating services, healthcare expenses, excessive challenges with insurance, not covering things that should be covered, medical expenses, despite the fact that I have insurance. The list goes on and on. And while all of these are ongoing, continuous challenges, I am exhausted. Every fiber of my being is exhausted. Physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, and any other way possible for me to express my exhaustion level. I am just so tired. I am tired of the same struggles over and over and over again, just to simply survive and have some semblance of a normal life. I think we need to have a more open dialogue about the effects of long-term sustained trauma. Yes, we all have experienced some level of trauma. That's just a part of life. But for those of us who have experienced literal lifelong struggles, The toll can sometimes feel indescribable. I know in my life, I often get frustrated because I feel like there's a societal expectation to just get over things. Something happens and we're just supposed to take a few days, process it, and then move on and put it in a box and keep on moving. But what happens when that trauma keeps repeating itself? Whether it be repeated losing friends because they pass away, or repeated medical emergencies, etc. The list goes on and on. When these things keep happening, not only are you processing and being traumatized by the event that is currently happening, but memories and traumatic experiences are brought back up in the body. From all the past episodes and experiences of similar things that you just, again, put on a shelf and try to move on with your life. That's complex trauma. I'm finding that not many people understand complex trauma or its effects, which is leaving me feeling isolated and alone, even though I'm doing my best to share my experience, not isolate, and find support where I can. I'm realizing that the only thing I can ultimately do is to speak about the hard days, the challenges. Not keeping them a secret is how people like me and those who struggle with other sorts of major trauma and difficulties not feel so alone in the world. Because the world as a whole, I feel like, would rather not know. Because then it forces people to look at their own privilege, to look at how blessed they are. And again, this is not coming from a place where I think people are being malicious or intentionally rude. It's just hard for us to take stock of our life. It is not my intention to have a negative conversation today, but I wanted to talk about how hard things are sometimes, because I know I'm not the only one who literally fights to have some semblance of a normal life as a result of some incredibly challenging circumstances. And the truth is, there's no way for most people to understand truly what we go through, because most people are not living a life of significant challenge. It does not mean that they're trying to be insensitive or not understanding. It just means it's hard to truly understand and empathize if you really have no mindset or framework to truly understand the level of struggle and trauma. I want others who may hear this, who have lives that are incredibly hard and filled with immense struggle, to know that you're not alone. I know that you probably feel incredibly alone in a really big world more often than you would like. I feel like this far too often, but I want you to know that you are seen, heard, and loved. And on the days that are incredibly difficult, just hang on tight. And if it helps to go back and listen to this episode and know that there is someone out there in this great big world who truly does understand, please do so. If you are struggling and things are really hard right now, take care of yourself. Rest. One of my favorite things to do is climb in bed, wrap myself up with all my blankets. It feels like I'm receiving a hug, and mindlessly watch trash TV. I also love hot showers to help my body relax. Shower steamers, fuzzy socks, cozy pajamas. It's totally fine to stay in your pajamas all day. I like to color. It's very relaxing. Don't let anyone tell you it's childish. Depending on how overstimulated I am, I like to blast country music, but sometimes I need to be in the quiet. I love sitting outside on my balcony and feeling the sun on my body. I love to order my favorite food or simply put a grocery order in for all my junk food favorites. I love to do my nails. These are just some things that I do when I'm struggling and need to focus on self-care. If any of these resonate with you, feel free to use them to help you take care of yourself and regulate your mind and body. The key is to find things that bring you comfort and joy. Sometimes it helps to make a list. I have a self-care binder that I rely on and go to when I'm struggling, because honestly, sometimes my brain just does not work when I'm struggling and having a hard time. So I have my binder that I can go to with self-care ideas and other things that I know will support me when I'm struggling. And all I have to do is pull the binder out. And that often helps me when I cannot find and use my own resources. It is my hope to eventually be able to set up some sort of community message boards or some sort of communication avenues back and forth, so that we can all connect with each other and build a community of like-minded people. If you have any ideas or resources to get that up and going, please feel free to contact me through my website. Until then, Please know that I am working hard behind the scenes to find other ways and resources to grow and connect with this community. If there is any way that I can support anyone, or if you'd like to contact me personally, please feel free to reach out via my website. It takes a village, and we can grow and heal together. Until we meet again, be kind to yourself. Sending you all love and blessings.